This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition of the show, and you can take control of the phones. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. It's the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And when I say anything goes, Manwich, what's that mean?
That means that you can call in about anything that you want to talk about, whether it's personal, political, something that mixes the two. We don't care.
Yeah, the phones are open, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. The last 7 months worth of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff that you find on all those other talk show host websites. We don't have any of that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
It's a talk radio bargain.
It's a bonanza.
It's a bargain bonanza.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. FreeStateProject.org.
Yes, indeed, Manwich. And we have to welcome our newest affiliate tonight. It is...
We have a new affiliate?
We do. It's KUSA 980 up in Yakima, Washington.
Ah.
They're legally known as KBBO, but on air they're KUSA. So welcome aboard to Yakima if you're up there and you're tuned in tonight. And you've never heard a show quite like this before, because I don't think you have.
You've never ever heard a show quite like this before.
You can try us out, 800-259-9231. And literally, if you want to talk about hamburgers, we'll talk about hamburgers. If you want to talk about the issues, we'll talk about the issues. Anything goes on Free Talk Live. And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So, stick with us. All right, we're going to actually start tonight with an email, Manwich.
Okay.
Because I've been holding this all week long. We got it from one of our Indianapolis listeners, and Indy's only on with us for Saturday night, so he specifically requested that I hold it till next Saturday so he can actually be listening when we read it. Subject, laws are bad, Katrina aftermath in Nolens. He says, great show. I've been listening since you debuted on WXNT here in Indianapolis. I just started listening to your archives today. I hadn't really thought about the plethora of laws in this country until your debut in Indianapolis. It always seemed to me that most laws were to benefit special interests or to penalize specific behavior that someone in government doesn't approve of.
Sounds right.
Yeah. It's obvious to me that certain behavior is detrimental to society, such as murder, violence, stealing, and possibly to protect those that can't protect themselves, such as children. My question is how you viewed the reported lawlessness that took place in Nolens and other areas in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. Also, what about the few reports of armed residents protecting themselves and their property? For instance, he recalls seeing a photograph of a sign on a house that's, that read, Big Dog, Ugly Woman, Loaded Gun. Do you think that the situation in Nolens resolved itself successfully with the reported utter lack of law enforcement? Well, first, David, let's reset here. Nolens had anything but an utter lack of law enforcement. Sure, the Nolens Police Department, they hightailed it out of there.
Yeah, they had it.
Hundreds of them just decided not to show up for work. So, yes, that might have been a factor, but all that you had in the city of Nolens was the law. Think about it. You had the military come in there. You had all kinds of state police agencies kind of convening in there, sending... I know the California Highway Patrol sent people in there. The CHP was actually recorded confiscating people's weapons. So they were doing that stuff on the streets of Nolens. There was plenty of law enforcement officers in Nolens. Well, where did all the so-called lawlessness come from? Where was all the shooting and all the violence and the rapes and the murder? Where was all that coming from?
I don't know. You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Or anybody who wants to dial in, 800-259-9231. I have a suggestion, and here's the answer. You can't actually get lawlessness... Okay. The reason why there was lawlessness, as you saw it, as it was presented by the media, and the media, of course, was calling it anarchy. But it wasn't, because anarchy means absence of rule. Anarchy means there's no government around to speak of. But there was plenty of government in Nolens. There was more government in Nolens than there was anybody else. Why? Well, because everybody else left. There was a few people that stayed behind. There was a few sick people, infirmed people that physically couldn't make it out. But for the most part, 90%+ of the middle class, lower class, and upper class hightailed it out of there. And they left behind the cops and the bad guys. And I would argue that many of the cops themselves were the bad guys. So, basically, you had two warring factions in knowledge. You had the criminal element, and then you had the police element.
Well, essentially, everybody who was left in New Orleans was declared a criminal anyway. I mean, even if you were there guarding your home, you were supposed to be in at night, and you weren't allowed to have certain guns, and you weren't allowed to have your guns, and, you know, they just sort of declared everyone a criminal that was left.
And the cops, the situation with the cops actually made it easier for the criminals. Remember when we actually played a video back on Free Talk Live, and you can go listen to the archives from that month at freetalklive.com, but we actually played a video clip of the cops going from house to house, banging on people's doors, breaking and entering. If nobody answered the door, the cops would just push themselves on in the house and just go poke around people's houses. So, not only would the cops go and do all the breaking for the criminals, but they were actually confiscating people's weapons as they came across them. Mm-hmm. So, my suggestion was, hey, if you're a violent criminal in the city, why don't you just follow the cops around?
Yeah, they're disarming everyone.
Right, follow around the squad of cops and then go up to every house that they just went to. You'll find a bunch of disarmed potential victims sitting there waiting for you.
It appears as though the peace is kept in this country by the armed citizenry.
That's absolutely the case.
The towns where they haven't had lawlessness break out are, you know, where all the armed citizens are still.
The reason why there's not an armed band of gangsters walking down the street out in front of our studio here, man, which right now, is not because they're afraid that there's a chance a police car might drive by at some point. It's because they're afraid that if they attack somebody's home, they're going to get shot. Go ahead, talk to any criminal, talk to any convicted criminal that's sitting in jail for armed home invasions, and ask them a few questions. And ask them what they were really afraid of. Were they afraid of the cops? Were they afraid of being shot by an armed citizen? You'll get a very straightforward answer from them. So, the whole picture of lawlessness and anarchy in New Orleans was totally driven by the media's misrepresentation. Maybe it was on purpose. Maybe they just don't understand what anarchy really is.
Well, I'd have to say that most of the media just hate handguns. They hate them.
Probably.
You know, they consider handguns to be the cause of all the problems in the world. If we outlawed handguns, then there wouldn't be any more problems. They'd all just disappear.
Well, that's what the people over in San Francisco have been saying, and we're going to get back to that, but let's go to the phones and to the fun to Mel in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, Mel. Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm new to your show, so...
So are we.
You know, we'll go easy on you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, be easy on me there. Hey, I hate to take things in a different direction from where you've started, but I was telling the screener that I wanted to get your reaction to the tabloid story that came out this week. Well, not just in the tabloid. It's come out a couple of other places, too.
Okay. What is it?
Suggesting that Bush has had a nervous breakdown and he's drinking again.
Oh, yeah. Man, wish you had that story.
I've had several of those stories. And, I mean, if it's just based on the amount of stories out there on it, then... it would be true. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't go sneaking around the White House.
Well, yours was from the Inquirer, right, Manwich?
The Inquirer said it, and they are a very reputable...
Believe it or not, they do check their sources,
They've been sued more than any other newspaper.
Mel, I haven't heard personally much about it, but I believe it. I mean, once an alcoholic, there's always a good chance that you're going to go back to it. Thanks
for
the call, man.
Under a lot of pressure. I mean,
800-259-9231. Gardner is on the line from New Hampshire. We're going to get to him. He's a fellow talk show host. We'll have a little chat with him about, who knows? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. 800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, if you take control, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the updates available for you. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to you via your email box. Just go straight to updates.freetalklive.com to sign up. Hundreds of people already on the updates list. Join them because there's going to be an update coming out this weekend, as a matter of fact. At some point, I will be adding two new Shriners to the Shrine of Female Listeners.
That's good news.
And updates people find out first. So go to updates.freetalklive.com. So anything goes. We go to the phones, to the fun, to Gardner Goldsmith, calling from New Hampshire. Gardner, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Well, Ian, gentlemen, I got to say, it's really good to be here with you and chatting with you across the radio spectrums that you carry. I'm really
indeed
glad you're doing what you're doing.
Now, you're actually you're kind of the midday host on WNTK-FM, which is our affiliate up there in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually on your show earlier this week. And
right.
I got to say that... Gardner, you do the show that I never want to do, and you do it so well. He does kind of the one-man show, kind of like your typical... I'm telling Manwich this because I don't think he's ever listened. Gardner does kind of...
I haven't been in New Hampshire before.
Right, he does kind of the one-man political-based show where you're very smart. I mean, you know so much more as far as, like, economics and knowledge than I do.
You got to be quick on your feet to do a show like that.
I have to have Manwich here because combining the two of us, we're kind of about as smart as you are, Gardner, but, yeah. So I got to say, I'm impressed with your show. You do a great program. Anybody that wants to check you out can go to WNTK.com.
Right, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Ian.
You're calling Free Talk Live, so
yeah,
now you have to take control of the show. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I heard you guys talking a little bit about firearms and self-protection. And
yes.
You know, the Lawful Arms and Commerce Act that they passed recently and was signed into law by George Bush, I was really pleased that they did that, even though... it should be unnecessary, and I think there's an interesting point to be had from this, which is that according to the U.S. Constitution, the Congress can create the court system between the state Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. And so what they've done in this case is they've prevented cases going into the federal courts that would pertain to lawsuits against gun manufacturers for these murders that are occurring when the guns are being used the way they're supposed to be used, but they're being
right.
used by people to kill people. And I think it's a great example of one of the few times that Congress has acted in a way that they really didn't need to. They shouldn't have needed to. But I was very pleased to see that happening.
Well, they did because the gun manufacturers were being threatened with some potential lawsuits, which is just totally asinine. And, of course, this past week we had San Francisco, the 58% of San Franciscan moron voters go ahead and pass a gun ban, which is supposed to be taking effect no later than April 1st.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that, Gardner?
Oh, I think it's just ridiculous. You know, they have no clue. You know, anybody who's read More Guns, Less Crime or some of the works by Joyce Lee Malcolm on handguns or even some of Wayne LaPierre's books for the National Rifle Association, you put together statistics and you realize that the real strong statistics always show that the presence of concealed carry weapons will bring down the crime rate. The knowledge that criminals have that people could be armed changes their behavior, and they tend to investigate other areas or they perform other types of crimes. And it's just irrefutable. You see what happened in Australia and in England when
mm-hmm.
they instituted their gun bans. The classic British bobby who was unarmed, well, guess what? He got replaced by the SI-19 armed units. Not replaced, but supplanted. And in Australia, the crime rate, you know, goes up 300-400%. I can't even remember the exact figure. These people who are so against individual rights to carry firearms for self-defense.
Gardner, what are they thinking? I mean, they're thinking that they can get rid of guns by voting them out. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Help me out here. I mean, help
I'm
me.
Not turning in my
Make
guns.
Make me understand why these people believe that you can vote to ban weapons and suddenly violent crime is going to disappear.
I don't understand it. It's so bizarre. And
is that what they're thinking, or are they thinking
that somehow they've been inculcated with this idea that the law is so powerful and that we're a nation of laws and that everyone from sea to shining sea respects the law. And if we just pass a law, we can make anything happen. If we pass a law, there will be no more daylight if we decree it so.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
I mean, just
so stupid.
You know, I think there are a couple things that play into this. The first one is there's always going to be an emotional reaction to guns.
Sure.
They're dangerous. I mean, even people who have been around guns for a while, if you're going down to a firing range or something like that, you're careful.
Of course.
Exactly. Now, then that ties into the idea that the more guns there are, the more dangerous it is. When really, in fact, the more guns there are, the less dangerous it is, because no one is going to be as eager to engage in violence against someone if that person could react with self-defense.
Not only do the statistics bear that out, but actual interviews with violent criminals bear that out as well. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of somebody getting their hands on a weapon, or they're afraid of robbing a house and having an armed homeowner be there waiting for them.
They ought to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are a couple other things I should mention, but just one quick thing is with the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that was passed, it was a wonderful thing to see. One of the things that I think is very important for people to remember is that, you know, when you look at the circuit courts and you look at the Supreme Court and you're wondering about the Ninth Circuit, the Supreme Court, and things like that, I'm very frustrated that our justices in the lower courts, if they are allowed to handle certain cases, let's say they're not allowed to handle gun cases now, but they're allowed to handle other cases, we're looking at these Supreme Court nominees and they're saying, well, you know, the concept that the Supreme Court has made a decision will hold the lower courts in line, and they have to toe the line according to a Supreme Court decision, which is absolute garbage and malarkey. I hate that. It just drives me nuts. And so hopefully, as people see what Congress did, and not too many people have noticed, Congress does have this purview to regulate what can go into the courts, to regulate the way the courts are set up above the state level. It's a constitutional thing. Wouldn't it be nice if people actually looked at the way the founders set this system up, the mechanism, and said, you know, this thing actually works pretty well. We have an amendment process. People don't like it.
Haven't you heard? We actually had a young man call the show. It was probably about 6 months ago, and
yeah,
he read straight from his government textbook, from his government class in his government-run high school.
Yeah.
He read straight from the textbook that said, if the Congress passes a law that appears to violate the Constitution, don't worry, it's not actually violating the Constitution. It's an informal amendment.
Oh, man.
Haven't you heard about the informal amendment? Didn't they teach you about that in high school?
Oh, my goodness. That's just awful. Well, look, you know, I know you guys cover so many topics so well, and, it's a pleasure to join you, and I know that, you know, we carry you here in New Hampshire on WNTK on Saturday nights, and I know that other stations get to have you on all throughout the week.
Keep kicking ass and keep taking names. You just wanted to what? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to congratulate you and remind you that an armed society is a polite society.
Indeed it is, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call, man. Your call is coming up next, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. Literally anything goes. You can take control, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams available there for you. The broadband version of the show is there, the dial-up version as well. Both totally free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about guns. We're talking about the ban on guns. And I actually have an email that's in relation to this from Brad in Tampa. You can email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them on the air, but it can happen. He says, in your last show, you talked extensively about the confiscation of guns in San Francisco. One important angle that didn't materialize is the price of those guns. How are people going to be compensated for the cost? You know, that's an excellent question. From the experience that I've had, from the times that I've seen these gun buybacks, these gun buyback programs that police departments around the country have had, where it's not a law, it's not a law that says that you have to turn your firearms in, but the cops will, from time to time, have a public gun turn-in slash buyback program.
Well, they only pay $100 or $50.
Really? I thought they gave you just like a couple coupons to go buy yourself some ice cream and a pair of shoes or something.
It depends
like that.
On what it is. I mean, like, every place has a different system going. But
I wasn't under the impression it was very much at all.
Well, sometimes it's as much as $100, and sometimes a not-for-profit will do it through the police department. You know, of course, the not-for-profit will pay the money, and then but they won't touch the guns or anything because they're dangerous. They'll go off. They'll shoot people. You know, they'll run out of muck in the street and start just taking out citizens.
On their own.
On their own. But they'll, you know, $100 or something. But what's $100 for a gun?
That's nothing.
What kind of gun are you going to get for $100?
A pop gun?
I mean,
cap gun?
You know, it's going to be
maybe a paintball gun?
Some little crappy thing that was probably best
airsoft?
Not fired in or, anyway.
BB gun? Those are the only kind of weapons. Really, those are the only kind of guns you can get for under $100.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes on to say, a great many people look at their rifles and pistols not as weapons, but as valuable pieces of property.
Mm-hmm.
As well-crafted guns age, they increase in value a great deal. My father has a small arsenal of valuable firearms that live in a safe, and they haven't seen the light of day for years. My parents don't even keep a loaded weapon, mostly because they're old and they probably couldn't hit a barn with it anyway. As my father collected these things, he had the good sense to never actually put a bullet through them. So he's a total collector. These mint unfired pistols are worth a lot of money all these years later. And many decades from now, his grandchildren will be happy to pass on such a beautiful collection.
I bet they are worth quite a bit. But don't you think that a gun that's like fired by some famous guy is probably valuable too? Like, you know, Daniel Boone fired
possibly,
my gun. Yeah.
Presuming you could identify that was actually true.
I'll just make up a good story.
The point is, he says, is that perhaps this isn't just a self-defense issue, but a matter of property rights. You know, when it's all said and done, most libertarian issues are. And that's an excellent perspective, because I don't think we've ever really looked at it from that perspective. When we talk about gun bans and gun violence on this show, we always come back to the right to bear arms. You have a right to bear arms in this country. Well, Brad is saying you have a right to property, period. It doesn't matter if that property is a weapon or a jug of milk or whatever. Your bed, your computer, it's yours. You have the right to do with it as you please, so long as you don't harm someone else. Well,
property rights. Property rights have been compromised again and again in this country. I mean,
of course,
the Kelo case up in New London, Connecticut.
The war on drugs.
The war on drugs is a huge perpetrator in this area.
Anything that's contraband is a violation of property rights. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting somebody in trouble or arresting someone and punishing and prosecuting someone for harming another person. And it doesn't matter if they harm them with a gun, if they shoot them or club them over the head or punch them in the face. The point is, you're doing violence to another living person, and that's where the problem lies. It doesn't, to me, the implement of violence, non-issue.
Right.
It's the violence that's the issue. And so I think I really appreciate his perspective there, that we need to get back to respecting everybody's right to own property and to manipulate and do with what that property as they choose.
Now they own it.
Yes, they do. Of course, in San Francisco, April 1st, there will be no more guns in the city, right?
Right. Well, even what's even dumber is they can't actually make, they can only make citizen, the residents of San Francisco not carry weapons.
Yeah.
Not the people that live outside of San Francisco and come there to work every day.
Yeah, you can pass through San Francisco and be armed, but you won't be able to live in San Francisco and be armed.
So, I mean, what's worse is now the crooks can just commute.
Exactly. Well, not like the crooks would turn in their weapons anyway.
No, but I'm just saying that if the crooks were really worried about their dumb little law, they would just live in Oakland and they'd commute to San Francisco every day and burglarize people's apartments there that way.
And what I suggested about the criminals in Nolens, they should just follow around the cops that were confiscating people's guns. Maybe there should be some criminals hanging out at the gun confiscation area, wherever they designate the place for you to go and turn in your guns in San Francisco. Just hang out there and send a couple of your buddies to follow people home so you can find out where they live that way over the weekend. Can you imagine that? First weekend after you just turned in your gun, somebody robbed your house at gunpoint? That'd be a real shock to the system, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you feel after that?
That would feel pretty crappy.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd do it if I was a criminal.
The thing is this whole, you know, restrictive government thing, generally all it ends up doing is the opposite of what it intended to do anyway.
You're right.
What is the war on drugs? Since they started the war on drugs, we have more people using drugs.
More people using drugs, harder drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs that would not have even come about. It could be argued that crack would never have come about.
It could not even be posited that crack would exist today if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Why do you say that?
No one could even rationally, in their right mind, say that crack would exist today if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would somebody waste perfectly good cocaine doing that?
I don't know. I've heard it's cheap to manufacture, and that's one of the reasons they do it. But the reason they actually came up with crack was because there was a huge crackdown on cocaine in the 1980s. And it was during that time when cocaine was in short supply that I think they mixed. Basically, they're mixing it with baking powder or something like that. Baking powder is a major ingredient there, from what I have learned about it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything. And in the meantime, we will go to... Where are we going, man? What, do you have something you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, I do. I have... crap, my computer just crashed.
How unfortunate. What was it?
It was a Senator Grassley talking about how
we'll find out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, here's an email from from Everett. Everett says, I now realize as I'm approaching 30 that I've only recently learned how to save and budget. I've never been taught it in school or by my parents, the importance of saving and budgeting. In fact, I believe that I've been taught the opposite. Together, my wife and I make $12,000 over the average income for a family of four. Although my wife and I have no children, we find it extremely difficult to save more than 10% of our income.
Mm.
Do others in our situation have the same problem?
Sure. Very common.
We smoke cigarettes, and he says we only spend about $40 per week on smokes. But other than that, we don't really waste any money. I'd like to hear how you guys budget your finances. And man, which you've got some trouble in this area too, don't
you?
Oh,
I'm terrible at it. But fortunately, I married a woman who's very good at it.
All right. And maybe get some input from the listeners. If you want some advice from me, then he recommends a book. And we will talk about your finances, or what I would suggest that you do, because he's asking for a little bit of help. If you've got some suggestions, 800-259-9231, on tips as to how to save some of your money. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian
Hewitt. And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you virtually everything for free on our website. The bulletin board system is there. Live streaming, archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. All free. Freetalklive.com. We ask in return, simple vote. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and you can cast your vote for Free Talk Live. And it helps us out because it keeps us up at the top of the charts. We're primarily a radio show, but we also do the podcasting thing. So we distribute our show online via podcasting, and it's pretty popular. We're the number 3 podcast in the world. That's out of over 9,000 plus podcasts. So being number 3 is pretty good, but we'd rather be number 1. And we can be with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about an email from Everett. He emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He works, him and his wife both work. They don't have kids. And they both make $12,000 over the average income for a family of 4. But again, it's just them two. So he's saying that even though they make this extra money and they don't have kids around, they still have a tough time saving more than 10% of their income. So he's asking for some, I don't know, some possible suggestions as to how he might be able to save a little bit more. Well, he points out my first suggestion, the cigarettes thing. He says they spend $40 per week on cigarettes. Now, that's a lot of money. $40 per week, 52 weeks, that's $2,000 a year. Over $2,000, that's $1,000 a piece for you and your wife on cigarettes. Well, $1,000 for you might not be a lot of money, but if you're having trouble saving, that would be the first thing I would cut out. Now look, I'm not trying to come down on cigarette smokers. If you really love smoking cigarettes and it's your favorite vice and you can't ever imagine giving it up, then don't. Enjoy it.
But it's expensive.
It's costing you.
Especially premium cigarettes. Right. Marlboros and Camels and those kind of things, those, you know, they put a lot of marketing into those brands and they intend to get them out in the retail price.
I would never suggest to a cigarette smoker that they quit because of their health. I'm not one of these people.
Health?
I don't smoke cigarettes, but I'm not one of these anti-smoking zealots that's going to jump down your throat because you're a cigarette smoker. Go ahead and smoke your cigarettes. But if you're having trouble with your finances, that's the first place you should look. Look at your vices. See if you can cut back on your vices. Don't forget about coffee. I don't know if you guys
drink. Oh my God, the latte factor is huge.
Right.
I spend at least, you know, it's like $2 or $3 a day on coffee.
Seriously? $3 a day, that's a grand a year right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're making $20,000 a year, that's 1/20th of your entire income, presuming you're not being taxed on that $20,000. That's significant. I mean, that's a huge chunk. If you're making $70,000 a year, you can afford to spend a grand on coffee. But I don't think if you're making $20,000, you can afford to spend a grand on coffee, especially not if you have a mortgage and car payments to make, let alone kids to send to school,
yeah,
kids to save for college, that sort of thing. I gotta say that, you know, I'm not going to recommend any specific brand or anything like that, but my fiance recently had this cigarette smoking shot thing.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
There's a laser, too, that they
use. Yeah, I've heard about that, too.
Yeah.
And it's about $300 for the shot.
The laser's a little cheaper.
Yeah. Well, either way, if you just do the numbers, you're spending $2,000 a year.
Yeah, it quickly pays for itself.
Save up the $300 because it will absolutely pay for itself, and then you'll be smoke-free
you
and
have
blah,
to be,
blah.
You have to be intend to quit to do that, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because
you have to be ready.
If
the stuff.
Otherwise, I mean, there's a couple of parts to addiction, and some of it's habitual, and other parts is like a physical addiction to nicotine, and
mm-hmm.
all it really takes care of is the physical addiction to nicotine.
Pretty much.
If you really are attached to having a cigarette with your coffee in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna think about that cigarette when you have your coffee, and you're gonna be like.
So there we go. There's two vices you can take a real close look at. Give them some serious consideration. Because if you're a cigarette smoker and a coffee drinker, let alone alcohol, if you're a cigarette smoker, coffee drinker, and cutting back on both of those is going to save you $3,000 a year,
pack your lunch.
Oh, that's another good point.
Yeah, it's a big one.
People that go out to eat, and you know, this isn't a financial advice show. I'm just telling you what I know, and we're just making suggestions. Mm-hmm. We're not experts. Yeah, if you go out and you buy your own food from the grocery store and make your own sandwiches. I mean, my fiance went to Panera Bread recently and paid $7 or $8 for a sandwich. You can go down to the store and buy a whole pound of meat for $8 and then make yourself an entire week's worth of sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of money you save if you make your food at home is significant. So that's another excellent area to look at.
Yeah.
So here we're looking at just cutting back on some of the things you might not, you just would take for granted. And another good way to figure out what it is you're spending your money on is to write down everything you spend your money on. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough to do. I mean, it would require having like a sheet of paper in your car at all times. And that way, every time you go through a fast food place or every time you go into the store, you come back out with your receipt, you write down the amount that you spent. That way, at the end of the week, you can do a little bit of a review on all the things you spent money on. And, whoa, wait a minute. Why did I buy that pair of pants on Monday? I got lots of pants. You know, that way you can actually look and reflect on the things that you've done with your money that you might not necessarily have had to do. And it's from that point that you can really start to crack down on your spending habits. And, man, this is a problem that you have. Right?
I'm quite a spender.
What are some of your worst problems?
I would say the things that we've listed.
Really?
I mean, except for cigarettes, I smoke cigars and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't think that they're a large portion of my income. But lunch, you know, and coffee. I like to, I'm basically during the day, I'm an outside salesperson. I'm trundling around in my car and doing my thing, and I like to stop off and have lunch with people and, you know, get a cup of coffee.
The most important thing I can say, Everett, is that you are trying to make a difference. You are asking, how can I save more? Well, you're saving, period, and that's something that a lot of people just don't do at all. So just even making an attempt to save is putting you way above others. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It's the only show where we could go from talking about gun bans to talking about your personal finances.
Yeah, it's quite a stretch, but that's what the show's all about.
That's right. When anything goes, you can take control, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. By the way, this is the live Saturday night edition. You're not listening to some refeed best of show. We're actually here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so make your calls, bring up what you want. And you know what? We got an auction going on, man, which you can go to auction.freetalklive.com. And buy yourself a banner on our website.
Exciting.
We're the number 3 podcast in the world. We are a pretty popular little website we have there. There's always new stuff on our site, so there's always somebody coming to the site fresh for something fresh every day. And we figure, what better way to sell the banner ads than to let the market decide what they're worth? So right now, it's about 6 days left in the auction, and it's already up to $25. It's the fourth banner, not even the top slot. Fourth slot right there, freetalklive.com. You can go bid at auction www.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about actually finances, because Everett emailed in. He had some questions that he's trying to save some money. Him and his wife, they earn $12,000 over the average income for a family of four, but he and his wife have no children. And he says they're finding it hard to save 10% of their to save even 10% of their income. And I got to say that the first thing you got to do is congratulate Everett for saving, period. Because there are so many people in America, as he puts it, he wasn't taught to save as a kid. Most people aren't.
No.
And it manifests itself in a real negative fashion in people's lives. Most people are paycheck to paycheck livers. They get their paycheck. They go out. They buy a bunch of stuff. It's like party time every Friday. You go out on the weekend and buy yourself some clothes and get wasted. And then on Monday, you're all fresh out of cash again. And that's the way a lot of people live their lives. When emergency strikes, they're SOL.
Yeah.
Because they got nothing until their next paycheck. So just the fact that you're saving and that you're striving to save 10%, I think puts you in an upper echelon all of its own. Now, the most important thing about saving money is discipline.
Yeah.
We talked about cutting back on your vices. That's an easy first place to look at as a way to save money. But obviously, cutting back on your vices is going to require discipline. And saving the money, period, requires discipline. When you get a paycheck, if you want to save money, set a percentage. It might just have to be 10% to start with.
Well, 10% is an excellent number to put away.
I think it's fine. I think that should be the minimum. 10% minimum. Take 10% of your paycheck, put it in a savings account, or put it, you know, somewhere else where you can't touch it, where you won't easily be tempted to go and put your hands on it.
Yeah, don't put it in an envelope in a drawer, because that doesn't really work very well. Because sooner or later, you're just going to go in the envelope and get the money out.
Right. 10%. Over time, it's going to be significant. I mean, after a year's time of saving 10% of every paycheck, you're going to be able to look at that account and you'll be shocked. You will be shocked at what you have in there. But if you don't do it, if you cut corners and you only put 5% in 1 week or 2% in another week, it's not going to have the same effect. So the most important thing is to, no matter how bad the week is, let's say you work at a commission job.
Yeah.
And you get paid based on your sales. And it's just
some weeks are better than others.
Yeah, it's just a lousy week. Put in 10%. It doesn't matter if you make $100 or $1,000. It's that discipline of putting in that same percentage that makes the difference. If it means you have to eat ramen for a week, do it, because you have to be disciplined on this.
Don't eat ramen, eat beans.
Otherwise, you'd be pole man. Hey, we're coming back with hour number two. On the way, we have a guy, a senator, who says you're entitled to oil. What? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour two coming up. Take control of the show.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.